From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of The Wood Sheep.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 667th live concert performance. Tonight, we present The Wood Sheep. Since The Wood Sheep's inception in the summer of 2015, frontman Andrew Preston's songwriting, experimental but rooted in the deepest wellsprings of traditional folk music, and their quirky live shows have become amongst the most recognizable mainstays of Central Appalachia's burgeoning indie scene. Among their hallmarks, soaring harmonies, offbeat instrumentation, all balanced by a healthy penchant for the absurd. Let's welcome the Wood Sheep to the Red Barn stage.
I went to sea a thousand times in search of treasures, cure my bug bites and my castle walls, built the grandma's bricks and my drawbridge made of candlesticks. I think sometime I got too brave some season new to me came into my head, and gone were the days of the empire I've made. Oh, I wonder if it's still there in that old shed. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane when I have roamed high and low. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane. Tinfoil plane, take me home. I had an army at my hands, 10,000 ants employing my commands, till the swan songs from the paper cranes alerted signal fires and guessing games. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane when I have roamed high and low. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane. Tinfoil plane, take me home. I met a man when I was a child with a backwards grin and nobody in his view. If he had sail away on a tinfoil plane when I have roamed high and low. I want to sail away on a tinfoil plane. Tinfoil plane, take me home. Tinfoil plane, take me home.
Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thank you, Renee. We are here on Red Barn Radio this evening with the Woodsheep. Woodsheeper Andrew Preston, who is doing a lot of the singing here. Melissa Caskey. Matt Holleran is back on the drums. And then Will Paget is here on guitar. And all of you are familiar. I just have only seen Will play folding chair and video camera. I haven't seen him actually do what he's doing now. It's great to have you here in this capacity, Will. We would like a little help, if you wouldn't mind, afterward, just with some setting up some chairs and whatnot. But it's great to have you all here, and welcome back. Andrew, I know that you're from a Kentucky town with a Dutch name. No Dutch heritage you know about there in Van Leer,
Kentucky? I recently discovered from Ancestry.com I'm Norwegian, so.
Oh, okay.
Is that Dutch? Similar.
Where is Van Leer, Kentucky?
Van Leer is in Johnson County. So it's kind of near Pikeville.
Tell folks listening on the radio, give them a little geography lesson about Kentucky and tell them where Pikeville is.
Oh, I didn't do great in geography.
Yeah, you'll do great.
It's Eastern Kentucky.
Eastern Kentucky.
It's where Loretta Lynn is from.
Oh, good enough. All right,
That's how people know.
What about you, Melissa? Are you a Moorhead native?
I am a Moorhead. Well, I was born in Lexington, lived here till I was five, and then went to Moorhead and lived there most of my life, but I now reside in Cumberland, Maryland.
In Cumberland, Maryland?
Yeah.
For heaven's sake.
If I should take a notion, I go right down, jump in the ocean. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say, take all mine, honey. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Well,
So it's time for us to stop talking about Moorhead as just Kentucky college town with two exits and a peddler's mall. Tell folks about Moorhead State and why Moorhead has been such an important place for this state musically.
You know, we met at the Traditional Music Center there. That's how we all met. Actually, Will also met us there originally.
Oh.
And so we all met there at Moorhead State. And I was in the psych department there as well, psychology. And I have a degree in psychology. And it's really cool because, you know, just even me having the psych degree but working in the music program and graduating with the traditional music degree as well, it really represents what Moorhead is all about, which is about these mixing of communities and the mixing of science with the arts and the townies with the musicians and with the students. And there's just this beautiful mix of artists and town folk. And I love that atmosphere. You know, I work at the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books, and they have live music all the time, and everybody there knows about it. And it's just a really great, thriving artistic environment. Our videographer, she went to school there, and Mary Morris, who does our graphic design work, she's from there. And it's really nice having all of those artistic endeavors kind of coming together in Moorhead.
How would you describe the town gown connection in Moorhead?
Moorhead is so small that the college is so much of the town. They like it. They're receptive, yeah. And I think the students are really receptive. And it's not always easy to get students out to community events, but it's sometimes it is. And that's rare for a small town to get the college students involved in community events and vice versa. Since becoming a townie and not no longer a student, I've been still welcomed onto campus involved in those events too, which is pretty cool. We play for the university sometimes. And I think it's a really great relationship.
They say sleeping under stars is romantic, but when the roof is 1,000 miles away, there's a new definition to the bright side, and stars are just old photographs that fade. And I find all the lost ones before I find myself, bumping into the startle of strangers on the street, and strangers seem to treat you well. I'm getting good at getting lost. I'm betting dimes on better bucks. Old friends tell me that I found my way. I'm not cut out for getting caught. I'm getting good at getting lost these days. No time for daydreams in the moonlight. I'm bewildered by the books that began. When I stumble pages in the hands of the wrong kind of man, but I'm getting good at getting lost. I'm betting dimes on better bucks.
none of us really are traditional musicians. Will, probably, the most of all. But, you know, Matt was in a metal band, and Melissa's got this great jazz vocal, and I really like low fidelity, like experimental music. And so I came into school with these, like, strange little recordings of the sounds my cat made and combine it with, like, the sound of refrigerators buzzing and poorly picked a guitar. I didn't know how to play guitar very well at the time, but that was enough. And I love exploring songwriting in that way. So my favorite thing about the traditional music program was they were really receptive to how non-traditional that was and helping us understand the music that we like and where it kind of came from in some ways.
Huh.
For me, that was the most beneficial part of the music center. And they were really cool to let us graduate and come do strange piano songs and poppy stuff, and it's not the most traditional thing in the world, but I really liked how receptive they were and how encouraging they were.
Do you think the school just realized that in order to stay vital, it was going to need to sort of welcome in other genres and encourage people who didn't necessarily come with a clawhammer banjo and a fiddle?
Other genres are more traditional than young people realize a lot of the time. And the music that I really was drawn to is called anti-folk. It came from New York, in the East Manhattan area. And it was rooted in the folk revival. You know, some people were going to Woodstock and playing. You know, Bob Dylan in the 60s got really big in Woodstock. But some musicians were so traditional or so out there, and they were from Appalachia, from the South, but they had these strange instruments, and they were writing really eclectic songs that weren't necessarily as political driven or as approachable as some of the Woodstock stuff. They gravitated more towards New York to the folk scene, and they started mingling in these punk bars, and it became this folk punk interesting blend, you know, this pop undertones, and it was this great mix that I just fell in love with growing up from artists like Regina Spektor and Kimya Dawson and those folks. But I didn't know that until I really explored folk music. You know, I'm from Van Leer. It's a really tiny coal town, but my family isn't the most traditional family in the world, so I didn't grow up around bluegrass music or anything. So it's been cool to see where those types of sounds came from and how they developed the way they did.
Did Moorhead's traditional music program give you an opportunity to sort of dig in that way and study the music that you like that way?
That's my favorite part about it, is they'll take this stuff and they'll say, well, here's something similar that's might have been where it came from, and about things you don't necessarily like. I'm not a big fan of bluegrass, and I wasn't until I really played it and kind of learned more about the history, and it's still not my favorite, but it's fun, and it's cool knowing where it comes from.
Would you recommend high school students who are in that space, who are not really sure what college will be for them, would you encourage them to look at a school like Moorhead and a traditional music program like the one that exists there?
Yeah, I can't speak for other traditional music programs, but Moorhead State's traditional music program, even if it isn't the genre that you want to play, and it wasn't mine, it wasn't the genre that I wanted to play or even currently play, but they taught me about history, they taught me about different musical styles, and they taught me how to be a musician professionally.
Hmm.
And we've toured in 4 countries and like 2,000 shows in around 3 years, and I don't think we would have been quite as busy if not for Moorhead State.
Yeah. What a great education.
Thank you. So a lot of the songs we're doing tonight are original tunes, and there's stories behind them that have come to sort of how they were written or about these events that happened. So I love telling this story because I was on a road trip with Raymond McLean from the McLean Family Band, and Becky Alfrey had used a Bluetooth radio transmitter to play songs over the radio, and Raymond was just baffled by this device. He had never seen a wireless transmitter before. And he said, "How does the radio know?" And so I wrote the song.
How does the radio know our song? Well, it must have been an old friend of yours for a long, long while. Must have been with us in your truck bed watching Mars hide its eyes so slow. Never knew that
lingering on a brittle branch. Oh, I can see the children in the hollow groves of frost at ease. Thistles buried to their necks in a frozen sea. The dwindling of the breeze that shook us from the bow. I will join them soon upon the weary earth. My, oh my, what a journey that it was. Wonders in early light have passed me by. I find chilly days by their side, lost in winter wild.
I am attracted to the turn of the axis. If I become a little too windblown, it takes me some time to realign myself. As I rehearse the turn of the seasons, I find myself stolen by the grip of the inclement. So whether man, whether you're coming or leaving, can you trace me your maps of the stratosphere? No. Thank you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with The Woodsheep, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from The Woodsheep after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Tempest, I fell again. I used to be scared of the wind until I flew. When the hurricane swallowed my day, he will find me and guide my way home. Cause that's what the weatherman told me. That's what the weatherman told me.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with The Woodsheep, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Heartbeats printed on green screen. Strange wind, the weather vane pointed my way. When I was shipwrecked on the high seas, he came. The weatherman wandered my way. When I was shipwrecked on the high seas, he came. In the rain and the snow, all the same. In the deluge of the hail, into the tempest I fell again. I used to be scared of the wind until I flew. When the hurricane swallowed my day, he will find me and guide my way home. 2, 3. 'Cause that's what the weatherman told me.
Always leave the carton in the fridge as empty.
strong. Lord, I love a puzzle, and I try to shuffle all the pieces of us, I must admit. After some assessing, some second, third guessing, darling, it seems the two of us never could, ever would fit. Got the sun on my side, he says, I'll be just fine. If I pick up leaves for mountains and a thrill. Got the sun on my side, and the moon in the night. Chase the sunset down and take it like a pill. Rest my heart, not sure it'll ever be still.
This evening we're talking with the Woodsheep. Andrew Preston is main songwriter for the Woodsheep, and he's joined by Melissa Caskey, Matt Holleran, and Will Padgett.
Well, the program is structured to teach a lot of different musicians different ways to make income with music. It's really focusing on multiple income streams for musical people. I really liked that, and so I learned a lot about how to teach music, how to give private lessons, how to promote, how to do radio, how to advertise, how to do live sound and recording. I record our records and I mix them myself, and Jesse Wells has done some mastering in the past. And our most recent record, which is coming out this month actually, it was completely us home recorded. So we learn a lot about that stuff, but really the most of what we've learned is from the traveling, which is sort of just it slaps you in the face and you've got to figure out what to do. And so you learn all these different things, how to interact with different groups and different audiences, and even, technical things like how to make the guitar sound a certain way in a certain room. You start to pick up on those nuanced things while traveling, which we've done a whole lot of after college, and life is a good teacher too. So
I keep on writing the same old love songs, but they don't do you any justice on their own. They tell me perfect songs don't exist, babe, but the music in your soul they haven't known like I have. If I could just catch a note, I'd play it on a repeat for a while. And how the record could spin, and I'd sail across your skin so sweetly. Oh, just for a spell, oh, let's take a chance. I was born on their own. And like a sailor lost in the song of the tide, oh, I drown in the sound just to keep you alive. Oh, just for a spell, oh, let's take a chance.
heavy-handed hunting hound, and I howl those old love songs when you come around. Oh, darling, how I wish we could have lived that life, but I'm writing the same old love songs time after time. Oh, let's take a chance. I was born just to
Tell me about the traveling you did actually with Morehead, because it seems to me that not long before we met, you had been to China.
Well, we traveled with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. We actually played here with the Mountain Music Ambassadors, and that was one of the first times we ever sang on a microphone, which was terrifying.
Is that right?
That's right. And, you know, we went on one trip to China, partially through the university, but partially because through a watercolor festival there, which is a really long story, so I'm going to not tell it right now. But it ended up being this amazing trip that we were expecting a great trip, but we weren't expecting a crowd of like 2,000 people and being on billboards and a lot of really, I mean, we are not used to that sort of thing. And so it was a really beautiful experience. But the 2 years after that, we traveled on our own back to China as a group, not affiliated with the school, and then
the Wood Sheep.
Yes, the Wood Sheep, okay. With Sarah Wood and Megan Gregory came with us.
Yeah.
And that same year, the very next week after we got back from China, we went to Northern Ireland and then Dublin through the Sister Cities program with Morehead, which is part of the community of Morehead, not the school. Morehead Town has a great program in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. They'll send students over and send people over there and back and forth. So they were really gracious in letting us go as musicians.
Huh. Last year we went to China, so don't adjust your speakers. The chorus is in Chinese and the verses are in English, so they're not messing up the transmission. Called translates to "I want you to be my baby." Wow.
First record, Watching Mars, we toured over 600 shows in a year. So we're probably not going to do that again for a while.
How many of you were in the band at the time
when you did this? It was four of us at the time.
Wow. You all took off enough time to play 600 shows?
Well, there was nothing to take off from. This was our primary thing. Huh. It still is, sort of. We have part-time jobs because it's convenient, but this is number one. And our focus as a band has always been to be fun and to have fun with these quirky songs. I don't really care about how in tune my guitar is all the time. Maybe that's Morehead might not like to hear me say that, but I want to write things that make me feel, and I want others to at least hear it and maybe get something out of it too, hopefully.
So 2015 is roughly when it started?
Yeah, it seems like longer ago than that, but
I bet
we're a pretty new band, I guess. But we started, there were two of us. We started and we were called the Mountain Sound at the time.
The Mountain Sound.
It was me and another guy, Austin Tackett, and we just
actually Will Padgett.
Actually, Will Padgett was in the Mountain Sound. We've come full circle tonight.
All right,
this is our first show with Will. He was gracious enough to learn like all of these excessively chordy songs in like less than a week. So thank you, Will. But he did a great job. We started as the Mountain Sound. And we just wrote some songs in my apartment at the time, which didn't even have windows. It was a great space to write in. We recorded our first record, and we asked Melissa and Matt. Matt was the only drummer. Melissa was a phenomenal bass player, so we asked them to record on the CD. And from college, I was going to go to grad school in Boone, North Carolina, for psychology. It worked really well, and I fell in love with playing and with writing all over again, because I'd done it in high school, but I never dreamed I would do it professionally. And so we became the Woodsheep because people kept thinking we were a bluegrass band, which has been the struggle from day one with us. Because we get booked at these bluegrass shows and we play synthesized cat songs.
The cat on the left is no better than the cat on the right. And the cat in the west knows that west is just a spatially relative size.
Things and then it just kept going and we just kept writing. So our second record we did called Sleeping Under Stars, and it was sort of unintentionally about the traveling, and it's a kind of a sad record because you start to miss home and you start to feel these strange ways because you're on the stage with 2,000 Chinese people screaming at you, and then you're in a quiet van by yourself, and it's a really weird up and down. And a lot of the record is sort of about some of those feelings. And then we had a lineup switch last year. And so we're just a trio. It's been really cool to be able to explore kind of what we just want to do. We really jive together as a trio, and it's been wonderful, actually, just playing.
Dream, 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 dream.
like to thank Andrew, Melissa, Matt, and Will, the Woodsheep, for being with us here this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, including those of you watching us on YouTube Live and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear even more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
And we also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and share this tradition with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
How about one more song from the Woodsheep?
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Andrew, Melissa, Matt, and Will, the Woodsheep, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to
Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.